stick and a pair of blades. On the ice we cut our teeth. We took our knocks in the
pit. Well, it's amazing how quickly some things can come to an end. The Minnesota Wild, their season is over. They dropped three games in a row to St. Louis, including a 5-1 loss to the Blues. In St. Louis last night, Kevin Faulness with the Minnesota Wild Radio Network joins us to put a recap on the Minnesota Wild season. Kevin, a good afternoon. And, you know, we were sitting high, feeling good. Team was up 2-1 and three straight losses. And just like that, it's over.
Yeah, it's the roller coaster that is playoff hockey. It felt like the world was coming to an end after game one when they got their doors blown off at XL Energy Center to start the series. Then the Wild rattle off a pair of wins, and they've got the good momentum back on their side. But like you said, turns on a dime. Three straight losses, give up 15 goals in those final three games, and it's over just like that. The record-breaking season comes to a crashing halt.
Does it make it more disappointing? You just mentioned 15 goals in the last three games. To be honest with you, the last three games, I mean, they really weren't that close, which I think really makes this even tougher, how fast it came to an end, but also the way it came to an end.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, the special teams were atrocious this entire series. The penalty kill, well documented. It did come to life in Game 5, I guess, in that first period when Kirill Kaprizov went nuts. But for the most part, the power play was bad. The penalty kill was atrocious. The St. Louis scored at least one power play goal in each of the six games of the series. Those are the things that are going to sink you when it comes to postseason hockey. The goaltending, I don't know that it was a major issue, but they certainly didn't steal a game for you throughout the course of this series. So, I mean, you can point your finger at any number of different things, but, yeah, I mean, you know, none of these games were particularly close, actually, even the games, the Wild ones. So it's just, for whatever reason, that's the way it went for this six-game set.
You look at the goals, and I think one of the big stories, especially going into probably a game number five, was goaltending. Do they make the switch to a Cam at that point, Cam Talbot? They wait until game six to put him in. The goals that were given up, in your perspective, again, 15 goals in the last three games, was it a combination of maybe not the best goaltending and also maybe the defensemen and other guys just not helping out our goaltenders as well?
Yeah, I mean, the goaltending, I think, was maybe average, maybe a little less than that. It could have been better. Everything could have been better. That includes the defense. The team defense was, you know, pretty shoddy throughout the course of this series. What I would say about the goaltending was I don't think that it was the number one issue. But then again, they didn't steal a game for you, which would have been nice throughout the course of this series. I mean, it wasn't over the top. It was average at best, and that's, you know, not the way to get it done in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Whereas St. Louis, Jordan Binnington, I thought was really good. The Wild, you know, we're kind of in a pillow fight for the most part offensively. They didn't bring a lot to the table, but when they did, I thought Binnington was really good.
Kevin Faulness, Minnesota Wild Radio Network, putting a recap on the series. Minnesota gets beat in six by St. Louis. Last night, a 5-1 loss in a game you heard on Kate Radio. And Kevin, I'm sad the season is over, but I think your vocal cords need a rest. You've been working hard lately, buddy.
Yeah. Honestly, this just happened during this conversation. I had no idea this was coming. Maybe it's coming at the right time, but this honestly just hit me in the middle of this conversation. So I really apologize to you and the listeners, but apparently I'm losing my voice.
Hey, no problem. I know last night you were on the road and probably had a late night. I was in a Red Wing covering a softball for Albert Lee, and I'm about a half hour outside of Red Wing, and I turned on your pregame show, and I hear you're out there at the casino in Red Wing. If I would have known it, I would have definitely swung by and said hi.
Yeah, I was right down the road. We had a good time. The fans there were great. Standing room only, really good until the game started, and then it got progressively worse. But we had a good time out there, and yeah, it's too bad we didn't cross paths because we were right down the street from each other.
Now, Kevin, moving forward for this Minnesota Wild team, like you mentioned, a record-breaking season when it comes to points and wins, a season that Minnesota Wild fans will never forget, except you know, some disappointment, of course, here in the postseason. Going into the offseason, what are some of the storylines that Minnesota Wild fans should be following when it comes to maybe free agency, when it comes to maybe some spots that Minnesota should look at to get better in certain areas? What are some of the maybe a main headlines that you think will come up in the postseason?
Yeah, we'll be watching the moves of Bill Guerin because he's got to figure out how to make over this roster from now until the start of next season. That includes what happens with Kevin Fiala, unrestricted free agent. You also got the goaltending. What are you going to do with that? You're going to have some dead cap money because of the buyouts of Parisi and Suter. So how do you manage that? How do you navigate? Will Marco Rossi make the move to the big roster next year? I would fully expect he would. And those are just some of the moves. I mean, you know, July 1st, you got free agency starting for the National Hockey League. The Wild will, I assume, be pretty active in that. And, you know, whatever that roster looked like last night, certainly that's not what it's going to look like. What, 3 months from now when we hit the ice for the next season. That's right around the corner, and Bill Guerin's got his work cut out for him because he just physically can't. There's no way he could possibly have the same roster going into next year. Cap-wise, it just wouldn't work. Plus, clearly things need to be tinkered with to get it to the next level.
Faulness Fun Fest Friday. Kevin Faulness, Minnesota Wild Radio Network. Marc-Andre Fleury, his contract is over, right? He'll become a free agent?
Yep, they signed him. He was on a one-year deal when he got here. That concludes on July 1st, so he will be an unrestricted free agent.
Any chance he comes back? What do you think?
There's a chance. And it sounds like he really enjoyed being here. But, you know, they've got some young prospects, so I don't think Talbot and Fleury come back. One of them possibly does, and if they do, then, you know, probably one of the young guys will be along his side. So we'll see what transpires there. I guess I'd be surprised if Fleury was back at this juncture.
Now, Kevin, when it comes to the NHL playoffs, again with St. Louis and moving on, they get Colorado, and Colorado just absolutely a smoke Nashville, 4-0. St. Louis, they got a tough mountain to climb because we've talked about this many times before. Colorado is probably the team to beat in the West. And what are your thoughts on that next round matchup?
I think Colorado's going to have their work cut out for them. St. Louis is a good, balanced team. Colorado is loaded for bear, no question about it. A little top-heavy, whereas the Blues are a little bit more balanced. But, if I'm Jared Bednar and the Colorado Avalanche, I'm looking at what the Blues did to the Minnesota Wild, and I'm like, holy moly, we're going to have our work cut out for them. So it'll be interesting. The goaltending matchup, Darcy Kuemper, former Wild goaltender, he's leading the way between the pipes for them. They've got some world-class talent on all areas of their lineup, but like I said, the Blues show that they're a well-balanced, hard-to-handle team. They demonstrated that very well, Wild, and I'm guessing Colorado's breaking down tape as we speak because it ain't going to be easy, but I would think they'd be the favorite. But like I said, I can't imagine that they're going to do to the Blues what they did to the Nashville Predators.
Also in the West, Calgary taking on Dallas tonight with the Flames leading that series 3-2. And a Game 7 tomorrow, the LA Kings and the Edmonton Oilers will decide who moves on to the second round. And what's great about hockey, Kevin, is there seems to always be a lot of Game 7s. Two of the best words in professional sports. Boston taking on Carolina tomorrow night. The defending, two-time defending cup champion, Tampa Bay will be at Toronto, and like we mentioned, the Kings and the Oilers. I'm assuming your TV is going to be tuned to a hockey tomorrow.
Yeah, probably, or I might take a break. It's funny because there was a lot of hockey last night while our games are going on, and clearly I didn't see anything but the Wild game, but to think that there's this many Game 7s, there is nothing better. I was really hoping for it for the Minnesota Wild, so I get to go back to being a dad now. I'm sure I'll be watching a ton of hockey, but I've missed a ton of baseball already for my boy, and all my kids are involved in sports, so I get to go and take those in and apparently try to get my voice back at the same time. But clearly I'll be watching hockey, maybe not as fervently as I would have if the Wild were still alive.
Kevin, what was your wife's reaction after the game last night? Darn it, he's home early. Off-season started.
Maybe, you know what, though? She takes out a lot of the burden when I'm not around. And, you know, especially during the playoffs, it's every other night, gone during most of the day. So while she's probably not excited that she gets to see more of me, she also gets to have a partner that takes some of the burden off her shoulders of dragging kids to baseball fields and hockey rinks. So that's probably the part that she's excited about. I don't think it's about my company. Just that she doesn't have to do everything now.
Kevin Fallness on a Fallness Fun Fest Friday, Minnesota Wild Radio Network. And Kevin, I'll probably check in with you in a couple of weeks. We'll see where the NHL playoffs are at that point and get your thoughts on where things stand here in the postseason. But again, the Minnesota Wild, their season comes to an end. 5-1 loss to St. Louis last night. Kevin, thank you so much for the time once again. And we'll talk in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good, Aaron. Thank you very much, and I look forward to it.